Okay, we're up to Perek Lamed Ches here in Sefer Yechezkel, and this is the first of two prakim about Gog u'Magog, the battle that is forecast la'asilavo by Yechezkel. Again, Magog is a son of Yefes, back in Bracious in Perek Yud, right? We have a number of the sons mentioned here in this Perek, but the Pasuk, if you remember, when it goes through the lineage of Noach's family, Ela told us, B'nei Noach, B'nei Yefes, Gomer, Magog, Madai, Yavan, V'tuval, Meshach, V'tiras. Those are all children. U'B'nei Gomer, sons of Gomer, right? That's a grandson. Ashkenaz, Rifas, Sogarma. Again, all of these, we don't exactly know who these are, but this is the original source of Magog is there in Sefer Bereishis. So what exactly is this war going to be? It's a war forecast. Major machlokos, very unclear. Is it going to be a machlokos that involves the Jewish people? Is it going to be a war that involves the Jewish people? Is it going to be a war that involves others about Eretz Yisrael? The Malbim says it's going to be between two other religions on their way. The Abarbanel discusses also what is Gog, who is Gog, who is Magog. Rashi says Gog is the king, Magog is the nation. The Abarbanel says no. He argues, he says Gog is the, get the exact phrase, the words that he uses. He says Gog is the name of the nation, and Magog is the name of the place. Okay, different opinions. But either way, there's some type of war. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches says that if somebody keeps Shabbos properly, they will be saved from the terrible times of Gog u'Magogs. Says the Gemara. Read the Gemara, the line in Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. All the different days about keeping Shabbos properly. Kol Mekayim Shalosh Shudos B'Shabbos Nitzol Mishalosh Peronios. If somebody keeps three meals, Mekayim, right? Not just third, three meals, and it's a kiyum. B'Shabbos Nitzol B'Shalosh Peronios. Mechavlo Shal Mashiach, Midina Shal Gehenem, U'Mimechames Gog U'Magog. Three different separate ideas. The birth pangs of Mashiach is separate from Gog u'Magog, right? Gog u'Magog is not called; it's separated from this particular event. Okay, but again, it is not clear. Is it going to be before or after the Mashiach comings? That also, the pashas of our perek, as we'll see, it sounds like in the second half of our perek that Kibbutz Galias is going to happen first, and then Gog u'Magog is going to try to come and attack Bnei Yisrael after they've already had Kibbutz Galias, and that is not going to be successful. If we look in the Rambam gives a different impression. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis of Hilchas Malachim, we'll read it because this is a crucial Rambam, this whole Rambam. Amru Chachamim, Ein Bein Olam Azel, Yemosa Mashiach, Lashibat Malchias Bovad. He quotes that statement from Shmuel. Yireh Mipshutan Shaldivri Neviim, Shebetchilas Yemosa Mashiach, Tia Melchemes Gog u'Magog. The Rambam says it sounds like from the Nevi'im, not only according to Yechezkel, but from all the Nevi'im, that the beginning of Yemos HaMashiach, there's going to be a major battle. Gog u'Magog. The Shekodem Milchemes Gog u'Magog, Yamo Navi Yisrael, Yasher Yisrael u'Lahachin Libam. And before this war, there's going to be a Navi that will straighten out the hearts of the Jews. Shenemar Kine Enochi Shaleach Lachemes Eliyahu Navi, Ve'enoba Lo Latame Hatar, V'lo Latar Hatame, and Eliyahu Navi, that's going to change any realities. V'lo Lifso Lanashem Shem Cheskas Kashrus, V'lo Lahachshir Mishech Zikup, Huchzoku Psulin, Ela Lasum Shalom Ba'olam. But he will be there to help remove Shibon Malchias and create peace. V'heishav Levavos Albanim. V'yesh Menachachamim Sha'omrim, Sha'kod Debi Yasam Elcha Mashiach Yabo Eliyahu. Some say Eliyahu is going to come before Mashiach. The call Elu Advar Mechayotzi Bohem, says the Rambam, even though he's mentioned some ideas, he says all of these things, Lo Yeda Adam Hech Yiyu Acheyu. Nobody's really going to know how it's going to take place until it actually takes place. Shedvarim stumim heim eitzel hanaviim. Gam hachachamim ein lehem kabbalah bidvarim elu. Elo lefi hechra psukim. Chachamim tried to darshan and figure out psukim, but there's no convincing interpretation. Lefi chachesh lehem machlokas bidvarim elu. V'yal kalpanim ein sidr avayez varim elu v'lo dikdukan ikr badas. But realize, says the Rambam, knowing exactly what's going to be and the order is not an ikr in our religion. Ula olam lo yisasek adam bedivrei hahagados v'lo yarech bedivrei midrashos ha'amurim binyanam elu v'chayotze behen. Don't spend so much time trying to figure it out. Learn Yechezkel, learn the Nevi'im, but don't spend the time trying to figure out exactly what's going to be and when. V'lo yisimim ikar she'enen mivien lo lidei ava v'lo lidei yira. It doesn't bring to Avas Hashem or to Yiras Hashem trying to figure this out. V'chein lo yashov kitzim, don't try to figure out exactly when. So our rabbis throughout the ages have not spent time on this. course, there are those that make some suggestions in hindsight, right, especially after World War II. Rav Elio Lapian quoted Rav Elchanan Wasserman. Ani shamati belondon, mipi HaKadosh Rav Elchanan Wasserman, she'amar b'shem HaChavetz Chaim zatzal, she'chazal omrim she'melchemes gog u'magog tia shalosh pa'amim. Quotes a chazal, the different chazals. The Chavetz Chaim says there are going to be three stages. Va'az haya achrei melchama olamar rishona, v'yamar HaChavetz Chaim after World War I. The Chavetz Chaim died before World War II. So the Chavetz Chaim says, she'melchama azos haya she'melchemes gog u'magog rishona. The Chavetz Chaim said that World War I was the first. U'ba'od esrim v'chamesh shana be'erech, and in another 25 years he forecast, Rachman al-Itzlan, tia od melchama olam ha-shniya, she'melchama rishona tia ke'efes negda, and the first World War will be like nothing in compared to it. V'achar kach tia melchemes gog u'magog shlishis, eis sarahi li'yakov, avo mimena yoshia. That's what the Chavetz Chaim said, and the Rabbi Chana Wasserman said, chevle moshiach mochrachim la'avor, rak ha-maskil ba'esahi yidom v'yitkonein ba'achana d'rabah, ula yizke liros b'nechama Sion v'Yerushalayim. Who's going to be see the Nechama of Sion in Yerushalayim? That was Rabbi the Chavetz Chaim. Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu said, after the Shoah, that he felt, and he has obviously has Kabbalistic connections, he felt that was Gog u'Magog. He felt that Hitler Yamach Shemo was Gog, Magog was Germania, the Nazis, and they wanted to destroy Yerushalayim, and obviously, as we know, they were stopped on the way there, and they didn't and get there. He felt that was a Kiyum, and others say, other suggestions given by the Rabbi Milovavich, the Milovavitcher Rebbe spoke about this as well. But again, whatever we're up to, we know that Klal Yisrael started coming back in mass after World War II and setting up a Jewish autonomy for the first time in 2,000 years. So again, we live in miraculous times, and we just hope that Mashiach comes and finishes off the job and goes to the next stage as soon as possible. So this is all important for the Hagdama of this parak, and now we get into some of the actual discussions of Gog u'Magog. Vayi Dvar Hashem Elai, Le'emar Hashem said to me, and again, this is a hemshach of the previous parak. Previous parak which spoke about the achdus of Am Yisrael and the dry bones of all B'nai Yisrael coming back. So this is a lead-in. This is all talking about the future days. Ben Adam Simpanecha El Gog Eretz HaMagog. Put your face, start talking about Gog, the land of Magog. Nisi Rosh, the head of the people, Meshach, Tuval Vihinaveyalov, see a prophecy about them. There is a beautiful Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch writes in Bamidbar, in Parshas Pinchas, what does the word Gog come from? Gog, Magog, it's like the word Gog, the word roof. On Sukkis, we talk a lot about the other nations. The other nations will be doing 70 cows, 70 parim, connected to 70 nations. And that's when we mentioned in the last parak that the Torah says that the Tzamos Yeveshos, that Tchias Amesim is going to happen on Pesach, and Gog u'Magog is going to happen Sukkot's time. The Torah said in Hilchos Pesach. So Rav Hirsch writes in Parshas Pinchas, it's the contrast of a Sukkah and a Gog. The nations of the world have the attitude of Gog, of protection. They're in charge. They're solid. They have mukaf choma, so to speak. And we believe in Sukkah. We believe in Diras Arai. That's what we believe our existence is. It does not seem far-fetched, writes Rav Hirsch, to recognize in this name the idea of building a roof from Gagag, and thereby at once see the contrast to Sukkah, the unstable, weak covering of foliage. Indeed, the content of the whole history of the world could be understood in this contrast. They imagine they use their power to make themselves safe and sure against that which comes from above, against God and the influences of his power of directing matters. It is the battle of Gog against Sukkah, the fight of roof illusion of human greatness, which never allows man to come to repose, against the Sukkah truth of cheerful confidence and quietness, which putting God one's trust in God's protection grants. V'chulu, and he continues, that's the amazing Gog versus Sukkah, and that's why this is the Haftorah for Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos, starting with the second half of the parak. So again, put your face, Yechezkel, focus on Gog u'Magog. V'amarta, and say the following, Pasuk Gimel. Ko amar Hashem Elokim, hinni elecha Gog, nesi rosh meshach v'suval. I'm talking about you, Gog, v'shov avticha. I will lead you, like the word shovav is somebody who's naughty. Hashem says, I will make you naughty. I will cause you to go out from your countries and gather all the other countries and come fight against Am Yisrael. V'nasati chachim bel chayecha. I will put hooks in your cheeks and mouth, like used by a fish. V'otzeisi oscha, v'skol chelecha, susim ufarashim, levushe michlo kulam, to take them all. Kahal rav tzino magain, tovse charavos kulam. You'll have swords, you'll have all the weaponry in the world. Paras, kush, fut, itam, all the nations will join in. Kulam, magain, vakova, all with their shields and their spears. Gomer v'chalagapeha, Beis Togarma, all different nations listed. And what does he say? Hikon v'achim l'cha, be ready. Ata v'chol kalecha, nikolam alecha, everybody get ready. V'yisalem l'mishmar, you will be their guard. Miyamim rabim tipakeid, you will be punished for all the things you've done in life. Again, Gog u'Magog might be different nations in history. Every century might have a different Gog. Ba'achris Hashanim, Tavo al Eretz Mishoveves Mecherev, you will come in the end of days to the land that is resting from sword. Mekubetzes Me'amrim Rabim, gathered from all other nations. Jews came all the way back. You should have figured it out. You see, the Jews who were exiled for thousands of years, they came back. Now they're sitting on their land without any physical protection, and they're sitting Lavetach. No, but you didn't take any message from this. Alarei Yisrael Asher Hayu L'Charba Tamid, it was always desolate, and now they're back. And you think they're going to be able to start up with them? V'me'amim hutzah, they were taken out from other nations. What an amazing miracle. V'yashvu laveta kulam, they didn't forget. They davedu v'nei Yerushalayim mirakodim erav yameinu. For thousands of years, they were connected wherever they were in Galus. V'yalisa kashoatavo, and you came up like a storm. Ke'anan l'chasos ha'aretz, you will come up to cover the land. Tia ata v'chol agapecha, amim rabim osach. So you're going to come up. Let me tell you what's going to happen. Kamar Hashem Elokim Ayabayamahu Yalud Dvarim Alav Avecha V'Chashavta Machshev Ezra. You will think evil thoughts. What to do for the Am Yisrael? V'Yamarta Ele Al Eretz Prazos. I will go up to the open fortified cities, unfortified cities. Right, remember the Rashi and the Pesukim in Parsha Shlach. Right, if they're open cities, either that means they're very they're not protected from war, or they're so strong inside they don't feel that they need a wall. So here they think, oh, they are ready to be attacked. Avo ashoktim yoshvi lavetach. Right, they're sitting there quietly. Yoshvei lavetach, kulam yoshvim be'ein choma uvriach l'asai meinlam. They don't have any locks on the gates. They don't have any walls. Lishlol shalal, and you want to come to spoil. V'lavoz baz lashiv yadchal charavos no shavos, to already sway your hand on desolation that was already rebuilt. V'el am mu'usaf migoyim, and to the nation that has already been gathered. It's pretty clear that this is talking about after Kibbutz Galios. Osem mikneh v'kinyan, they have mikneh, they have cattle. Yoshvei al tabur ha'aretz, they're sitting tabur ha'aretz, they're sitting at the belly button of the land. What exactly is the belly button of the land? So that's a lashon that Chazal use to describe Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael. That Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim specifically is in the middle of the land. What do you mean? Earth is a circle. So just like we've discussed, Eretz Yisrael is Lamala Mikala Ratzos. Maybe it's on top of the circle, but really the middle. Which point of the circle did Hashem start and then take the whole land out from it? So Chazal say it is Yerushalayim, the Eben Hashasiya, and Eretz Yisrael, right? That's what the Sefer Chinuch discusses in Mitzvah Tzadi Hei, on the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, and he discusses why Dafka there? Why Dafka there? He says we need one place to be a place of inspiration for us to go to and to gain so much from. Binyan Beis Labayis L'Hashem Yisbarach V'Aso Yoseinu Batfilos V'Karbonos Elov Hakol Hachin L'Vavot L'Avototo Yitaleh. And then he quotes in the continuation what he says famously always, Ki avu gufos yuchshura idea pu'ulos, uberabos ha-pu'ulos ha-tavos. The more we act, the more it's going to affect us. Al-kein tzivanu l'kvo makom, shi'tar v'naki b'tachlis anakiyas. One perfect, amazing place. L'taher sham achsheves b'nei ish, to purify all of our thoughts. U'lesakein l'vavame l'bo, to fix our hearts. V'u baruch hu b'chara to ha-makom. Hashem chose that spot. Ve'ichinu el-atova l'bnei adam. Why? Ulai mihiyoto emso'us ha'olam b'kivun. Maybe it's exactly in the middle, like the belly button. V'ha emso'us nivchar b'naksavos, and that's better than any of the extremes. O menatam shiyeh baruch hu ha'yodeya, or Hashem knows, some other reason. But either way, tabur ha'aretz, that is what is, that's where they're sitting, and that's how Yechezkel describes it here. The Klei Yakar puts this chazal together with another chazal. We know chazal tell us what was the punishment of the meraglim, right? The punishment of the meraglim is that their tongue went down to their belly button, and because they sinned with their tongue. But the Klei Yakar says in Parsha Shlach is connected to tabur ha'aretz. Davar acher lefi she'eretz Yisrael nikra tabur ha'aretz. He quotes our pasuk. Ki hu be'emsa ha'yishav kamo ha'tabur she'be'emsa ha'guf al kei nireh ha'onesh b'makam tiburam. Lefi she'sipru lashon hara al eretz zu ha'yosheves al tabur ha'aretz. So they're sitting there says Yechezkel, Shava, Udadan, Vesachre, Tarshish, Vechal, Kfireo, Yomlach. They'll all say, all of your buddies will say, Halishlosh, Shalala, Taba, you're going to spoil, you're going to attack, let's go! We'll go together. They are so, open for attack and they're not protected. Lachain, so this is what you tell him. Hinavei ben Adam, Yechezkel, Save, Yamar, Telagog, Kalmar, Hashem, Elokim, Halo, Bayomahu, Beshevis, Ami, Yisrael, Avetach, when they are all sitting there. And they are feeling secure. Teda, you shall know. Uvasa mimkomcha miyarkasei tzafin, you'll come from the north. Atav amim rabim itach, you and many other nations. Roch veisusim kulam kal gadol v'chayel rav. V'alita alam Yisrael, you go up. Ke'anan l'chasos haaretz. Ba'achris eimim. And again, if this took place already, maybe the 1800s was the beginning of Shiva Sion. And the battle and the war, and when they came to Eretz Yisrael, this... we could look at it as a fulfillment to Halavai. This is a fulfillment of that Nevuah, like Mordechai Eliyahu said, that they tried to do it. Once Am Yisrael started coming back, and they were stopped. And it's amazing, Yechezkel said this thousands of years ago. Why is this all? I'm going to bring you up so that all the nations of the world, once you are destroyed, will be sanctified through your destruction. My name, right, the Chil Hashem that has taken place over thousands of years, once the ultimate battle, which doesn't make sense because the Bnei Yisrael are not physically protected, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows himself, so that will be a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. And then, Kol Mar Hashem Elokim HaTahu Asher Dibarti B'Yamam HaKadmonim. You are the one that we referred to in early years, B'Yad Avadei Nevi'ei Yisrael, that I spoke about already. HaNib'im B'Yamam HaHem Shanim La'vi Otcha Aleihem. For years we've been talking about what is going to happen. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Rashi quotes it, Sanhedrin Daf Yud Zayin, that Shanim also could be read Shnayim, that this is one of the opinions about what Eldad and Medad were prophesizing about. Right? Remember that Gemara at the end of the first parak of Sanhedrin, Eldad and Medad, right? Some say that they were prophesizing, oh, when are Moshe and Aaron going to die and we can take over? Okay, that was one opinion, but there are other opinions there. What were they prophesizing about? Rav Nachman says, Al iske gogu magog ha you misnabin. They were testifying about gogu magog, and it quotes our pasuk, Atik Rishonim El Shnayim. And the Maharal writes in his commentary in the Chiddush HaGadol there in Sanhedrin, why Dafka at the beginning of time we're talking about Gog Magog? Ma'in Gog Magog Aloso Shah Vida, says the Maharal, Kimasha Haya Mimana Ba'osa Shah Shivim Zakenim. Right, Mimana, at that time Moshe was pointing Shivim Zakenim. Shivim Zakenim is Kenega the Shivim Umos. This power of the Sanhedrin, which represents Klal Yisrael, that will be the power, lay the groundwork for overcoming the 70 nations. And that's the Sanhedrin connected to Gog Magog. Umikoach Malazoth Shekanu Yisrael Lios Lahem Shivim Zakenim Yumoshlim Aleim La'asid Pirish Ze Barur, says the Maharal. 70-70 can't just be a coincidence, and he says that's the connection between the two. And then Pasuk Yud Ches starts the Haftorah for Shabbos Chol HaMoed, which goes into the next parak as well. V'haya b'yom ahu, with this background, b'yom b'gog al Mas Yisrael, when they come, when the Gog and the nations come up to Eretz Yisrael, ta'ale chamasi b'yapi, I will show my anger. Uvekinasi b'eish evrasi dibarti, imlo b'yom ahu yerash gadol al Mas Yisrael, there'll be a tremendous earthquake. The fish and the birds are going to shake. Again, that could be a Lashon Guzma, some of the Rishonim say. The mountains are going to break. The Radak, the quotes, the Pasuk in Zechariah, in Perek Yud Dalet, that Hara Zesim is going to be split apart, east and west. V'naflu amadregos, v'chol chomol aris yipol, the cliffs are going to fall, there's going to be such shaking. Again, the Mitzvot David said it's a Lashon Melitza. V'karasi alav l'chol harai cherev, num Hashem Elokim, cherev ishbachiv tiyeh, you're going to fight each other. This is why some of the Malbim, the Barbanel says, they're going to fight each other. V'nish patati ito b'dever u'b'dam v'geshem shotev, they will have blood and pestilence and rain. V'avnei el gavish. What are avnei el gavish? Stones of el gavish. So some remember this from the Gemara in Brachis and the Chumash in Shmos. Avnei el gavish. What are these? Moshe Rabbeinu. When the hail was coming down, he said to the hail, stop. And they didn't come down again until the times of Yoshua. My avnei el gavish, says the Gemara, Brachis Nundalid, Tana avanim sha'amdu al gavish. V'yardu al gavish. Al gavish al ish. Amdu al gavish ze Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Vayachdu akolos v'abarad umato lunitach arza," and then it came down again in the days of Yehoshua. That's what the Gemara says. But if you look in the Medrash Tanchuma, the Medrash Tanchuma adds on that not all of them came down. In the days of Yoshua, there was still some left in the air. And they're going to come down. B'shas Melchemes Gog u'Magog. That's a long time in the air. But Hashem is not bound by time. V'hashar ve'emasa yered b'yimei. I'm reading the Tanchuma at the end of Va'era. Ve'emasa yered b'yimei Yoshua al ha'emoriyim. Shenemar v'hashem ishlich aleim avanim gedolos. V'hashar shehayu b'ashamayim yardu al Gog u'Magog li'emos ha'mashiach. V'hakolos hayu tluyin. And that's the a long time that it's going to be there and there. So that's the Gemara and Brachas and the Tanchuma. The Amtir Alav, Val Gapav, Val Amim, Rabbi Mashiito, all the nations are going to feel it. And the last Pasuk, V'hiskadilti, V'hiskadishti. And I will become great and sanctified. V'nodati le'enei goyim rabim. And in front of all the eyes of the nations, I will be known. V'yaduk yeni Hashem. So this Pasuk talking about La'asil Lavo is the source for Kaddish. The first two words in Kaddish. Yiskadav yiskadash. Or Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh, but here are the words. V'Yiskadilti v'Yiskadishti. And this is what we daven for. Every time we say a Kaddish, we can think about Tchias HaMesi, we can think about the Gedula at the time that Hashem's name will be made great and will be sanctified. That is the first parak here about Gog u'Magog, and the next parak also continues with this description. Okay, we'll stop here.